This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending the way the United States ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan. He called the military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Mr. Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. Republicans are hammering President Biden and his administration over the Afghan pullout. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
How did this get so wrong?
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is among those calling it shameful, a disaster, a bungled operation.
So what is today about? It's about fixing this.
Fellow Texan Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL wounded in Afghanistan, says first the administration needs to admit it's screwed up and, for starters, make concrete plans to evacuate all remaining Americans from Afghanistan. And then there's the longer-term picture of terrorism. Florida's Michael Waltz, another Afghan vet, says Al-Qaeda is now primed to regroup and attack the West again. The administration needs to be ready.
This notion that the war is over is garbage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The chaotic withdrawal of Western forces from Afghanistan has shown that the European Union needs to intervene militarily in a crisis without relying on U.S. troops, two senior EU officials say. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the officials voiced frustration that the EU, an economic power, was not able to protect Kabul airport for another 3 days beyond the August 31st U.S. withdrawal deadline to allow for more evacuations. This EU, as EU